Welcome to Torat Imacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Sefer Nechemya, Perek Dalet. Despite the enthusiasm and unity towards building the wall described in the last Perek, the process did not go smoothly. The efforts of our enemies were compounding, with many more groups joining their ranks. We read in the first pasuk the names that are now familiar to us, plus others. Vehi kasher shama Sanbalat v'tovia ha'aravim, והאמונים והאשדודים, כי עלתה רוחה לחומות ירושלים, כי החלו הפרצים להיסתם ויחר להם מאוד. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Yerushalayim was repaired, that the people who were exposed had commenced to be closed in, that they became very angered. Their intentions are revealed in Pasuk Bet. ויקשרו כולם יחדיו לבוא להילחם בירושלים ולעשות לו תואה. And they banded together to come to wage war against Yerushalayim and to wreak destruction therein. While Chabad.org, following the commentary attributed to Rashi, translates the word To'ah as destruction, it is more literal to read it as the Koran Tanakh translates it, and they conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Yerushalayim and to cause confusion in it. Examples where we see the word to'ah used as confusion include when Yosef gets lost looking for his brothers in Bereishit, and in Shemot in describing the laws concerning when you must return the lost animals of your enemy. Malbim clearly understands it as confusion, as he explains that the enemies were too afraid to actually wage war with the builders. Their plan was to cause confusion and come up upon them in a sudden attack for which they would not be prepared to defend themselves. In other words, we can understand these enemies as early terrorists terrorizing the Jews trying to rebuild the walls that would protect them and their families. Tensions were high and morale was lagging. Pasuk Gimel tells us they tried to protect themselves both spiritually and physically through tefillah and setting up guards. Benit palel el Elokeinu v'namid mishmar aleihem yomam v'layla mipneihem. And we prayed to our God and we stationed a watch over them day and night because of them. Despite these efforts, it seems from Pasuk Dalet, they were losing strength and courage. Vayomer Yehuda, kashal koach hasabal v'ha'afar harbe, v'anachnu lo nuchal livnot b'choma. And Judea said the porter's strength had failed, and there is much earth, and we cannot build the wall. Thanks to a network of Jewish people who seemed to dwell among the enemies, the Jewish builders were able to fend off the enemies. According to Metzudat David, these Jewish spies were subjugated to the enemies and were even forced to join with them in the planned surprise attack. They managed to communicate to their fellow Jews the plan and told them to be on guard. According to Malbim, Nehemiah's orders described in Pasuk Zion reflect the advice of the subjugated Jews for how to deflect the enemy. Va'amid metachtiot l'makom me'acharei l'chomam v'tzchichim. Va'amid et ha'am l'mishpachot im charvotehem. Ramchehem v'kashtotehem. So I stationed mighty men from below the place, from behind the wall on the bare rocks, and I stationed the people according to families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Malbim tells us their brethren told them all the details of the plan, so they knew exactly where to stand so that the enemies would be sure to see them and realize their surprise attack was thwarted. Sure enough, in Pasuk Chet, the enemies approach and Nehemiah gives his fellow Jews an inspirational speech so they would hold their ground. V'yareh v'akum v'omar el hachorim v'el hasaganim v'el yeter am al tir'u mipneham et Hashem hagadol v'hanara zichoru v'hilachmu al achechem b'neichem u'b'noteichem nesheichem u'vateichem. And I saw and I rose and I said to the nobles and to the prefects and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the great and awesome Lord and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your households. Pasuk Tet clearly describes the hasty retreat of the enemies once it was clear that the Jews were expecting them and ready for battle. Vehi kasher shamu oyvenu ki noda lanu v'yafer Elokim et atzatam v'nashav kulanu et hachoma ish el melachto. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it had become known to us that Hashem had frustrated their counsel, that we all returned to the wall, each one to his work. With the enemy no longer harassing them, they could return to their building, but not without maintaining a vigilant guarding system, lest they think they had let down their guard and could plan another surprise attack. As Pasuk Yud describes, Vehi min hayom hahu chatzi na'arai osim b'malacha v'chatziam machzikim והרמחים המגינים והקשתות והשריונים והשרים אחרי כל בית יהודה. And it was from that day on, half of my youths did work, and half of them held spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. And the rulers were behind the entire house of Yehuda. Even those doing the heavy lifting and building were ready to transform themselves from builders to fighters, as we've seen in Pasuk Yud Aleph in Yud Bet. Habonim b'choma v'hanosim v'sevel omsim v'achat yado osa b'melacha v'achat mechazeket hashalach. V'habonim ish charbo asurim al matnav uvonim v'hatokea b'shofer atzli. The builders of the wall and the carriers of the loads were loading, with one hand doing the work and one holding the sword. And the builders, each one with his sword bound to his waist, and they were building, and the one who sounded the shofar was beside me. A quick Google search of Pasuk Yud Aleph will show you how the pioneers of the early modern state of Israel incorporated this ethos of simultaneously building the land while defending themselves against their enemies into their art and music. What was the significance of the shofar blower? Malbim explains that he would blow to give a sign of attack if necessary. The parak ends with a description of the conditions under which they continued to build. They did not let down their guard for a second. While half the men were building with their weapons within reach, half were guarding the builders full time against the enemy. They stayed at their posts all times, even through the night. The commentary attributed to Rashi explains on Pasuk Tetzayin, and the night was for their watch, and during the day they were doing work. The result was that they did not sleep at all. Nehemiah tells us they did not even take time to change their clothing. An interesting halacha is deduced from Psukim Tetvav and Tetzayin, as mentioned in the Gemara in Brachot 2b. It explains how the rabbis relate this to the time limits placed on when we can say the Shema. In the words of the Gemara, and although there is no explicit proof that the emergence of the stars is when one may begin to recite the evening Shema, there is an allusion in the book of Nehemiah to the fact that the emergence of the stars is generally considered the beginning of the night. As it is stated with regard to the building of the walls of Yerushalayim, and we perform the work, and half of them grasp their spears from dawn until the emergence of the stars, Nehemiah 4:15. And it says that in the night they may be a guard to us and may labor in the day, Nehemiah 4:16. From here we ascertain that the day ends with the emergence of the stars. This parak powerfully illustrates Nehemiah's skills as a leader of his people. He was able to instill courage and diligence during a time fraught with danger. Not only did he shore up their defenses with weapons and guarding, but he also deepened their spiritual connection to Hashem and their belief he would indeed protect them throughout this arduous process. This shir is dedicated Lezecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudas Bas Gedalyahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.